大家早。
Good morning, everybody.
很快，我们宣教的年会到今天最后一次了。
This is the last day of the mission conference.
在头一天晚上，我和大家分享思想一个问题。
The first evening, I share with you a question.
就是我们需要在每一个时代、每一个个人重新对差传有认识。
That is, in every generation, each individual has to have an understanding about mission.
而神也在各个时代兴起不同的人，开创许多宣教的工作。
And then in each generation, God has raised up different people to start evangelism work.
我想福音的意象借着神的话语建立在神儿女心中。
The vision of mission through God's word has been built up upon God's children's hearts.
这就成为教会侍奉的动力。
And this is the moving force of service in the church.
昨天晚上我们思想的题目就是中国教会在这些年来，在两百年的中间接受福音之后。
Yesterday evening, the message was about the Chinese church in the past 200 years after they received the gospel.
我们对于差传的反应跟参与。
And the participation and our response to the mission work.
在那里我们讲了一个非常重要的原则，就是教会是一个训练的工厂。
Here we talked about a very important principle that the church is a training ground.
我们重新看见差传的需要不仅是从教会开始。
Once again, we see the need of mission work not only started from the church,
也是可以说教会存在的目的。
And this is the reason why the church.
差传的认识会帮助教会有健全正常的发展。
A healthy understanding of the mission work will help the church to have a healthy growth.
从一个正常健康的教会所出来的神的儿女。
Children of God that came from a healthy church.
更有机会。在装备上面得的完全，而能够进入差传的工厂。
Would have the opportunity to get equipped and to enter the mission field.
所以这两件事情，教会跟宣教是不可分的关系。
Relationship that you cannot separate between the church and mission work.
并且我们也看见，在这个两百年中国教会接受福音之后。
Again, we saw that in the 200 years after the gospel came to the Chinese church.
中国的教会正在逐渐负起差传的责任。
The Chinese churches have already started taking the responsibility of mission work.
今天早晨我要和大家一同分享的，就是在二十一世纪，在未来的时代中间，我们应该可以看得见我们的参与。
Today, I'd like to share with you in the 21st century the kind of mission work that we should participate in.
刚才我们陈弟兄读的经文讲到《使徒行传》第八章那里。
Bill just read to us on Acts.
第八章那里特别提到一件事情，因为斯提凡的事件，教会大遭逼迫。
From Acts chapter 8, we saw that the early churches were persecuted.
在人看来，逼迫不是一件好事。
According to a common viewpoint, persecution is not a good thing.
尤其逼迫对于宣传福音、福音的宣扬跟扩大，绝对不是一件好事。
We look upon persecution as a bad deal when you want to expand the work of the ministry.
因为不仅信主的人给逼迫残害甚至杀死。
Not only the people who wanted to evangelize get killed.
基督徒的数目是往下减少了。
The number of Christians went downhill.
那些没有信主的人看见基督徒遭受逼迫，有什么原因叫他们相信主呢？
Those people are non-believers. They saw that the Christians were being persecuted. Why would they want to believe?
所以对于信仰的事，许多人裹足不前。
So for the belief, they did not want to step forward.
但是我们忽略一件事情。
But one thing that we have missed.
就是神超过人理性所做的工作。
God works in mysterious ways.
在第八章第四节告诉我们说，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
In Acts chapter 8, it tells us that those people that were persecuted went out all over the, scattered all over the place.
这句话我们事实上并没有详细解释。
But they have not explained in detail what this meant.
因为这句话的答案在《使徒行传》11章第19节。
Because the answer to this statement is in Acts chapter 11, verse 9.
或者说这句话更深刻的解释在第11章19节。
There's more detailed explanation of this statement is in Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
我们也可以说从第八章第四节以后先讲到腓力的工作。
From chapter 8, we talked about the work of Philip.
但是在十一章十九节那里继续讲到整个教会圣徒们的工作。
But then in chapter 11 verse 19, it talked about the entire church, the work of all the apostles.
所以我们要看看这里讲的是什么。
So let's see what this talked about.
大家跟我一起打开使徒行传十一章十九节，大家来看一看。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11 verse 19.
那里说那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和基比路并安提阿。
Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这是一个相当大的逼迫。
You know that they have been suffering from great persecution.
他们在一个地方不能存身，不能立足，一直往前走，四散走到安提阿这个地方。
They could not stay in the one place that they were persecuted, and they went to Antioch.
他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
They could not give the gospel to other people. They could only tell the message to the Jews.
二十节告诉我们，在内中有基比路和以古利奈人。
In verse 20, it tells us that some of the men from Cyprus and Cyrene.
他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
When they went to Antioch, they began to speak to the Greeks about Jesus Christ.
这里讲到，他们不仅向犹太人传福音，也开始跨越文化，向希利尼人，就是希腊人传福音。
Here it told us that they have crossed the culture. Not only would they bring the message to the Jews, they were bringing the message to the Greeks.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里一件非常奇妙的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see something miraculous has happened here.
人口的移动是福音传扬一个重要的因素。
Because of the movement, the mobility of the population is an important point when the gospel spreads.
我们可以明白，当宣教士他们奉着主的命令，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，一圈圈往外走所产生的影响力。
We can see the effect of the apostles when they started from Jerusalem, they went to Judea, Samaria, until the ends of the world.
这是有计划的人口移动。
And this is a planned population mobility.
但是这里所说的逼迫却是一个在计划之外非计划性的人口移动。
But this persecution is not in their plan to be mobile.
如果我们相信神的主权，我们要说这是在神计划中间人口的移动。
If we believe in the authority of God, we know that this is in God's plan. God planned it to have this mobility.
我们知道中国教会的成长在过去五十年中间超乎人想象之外。
We understood that the growth of the Chinese church is beyond anybody could imagine in the last 50 years.
在刚才我们主日学的时候，我有一点机会介绍远东广播公司的工作。
So during the adult Sunday school, I had an opportunity to introduce to you the work of the Far East Broadcasting Company.
我不是说我们远东做了所有福音人口增加的工作。
I'm not saying that we have done the work of all the population growth in China.
因为我们不是这样的无知，把所有的荣耀归给自己。
Because we're not that ignorant that we want to take the credit for everything.
但是在梁嘉玲教授他研究中国教会农村成长的这本书里面。
But when Professor Leung, when he was studying about the growth of the Chinese villages,
他发现一件特别的事情。
He realized a very important point.
就是五十年代基督徒人口的确减到最少。
He said that in the 50s, the number of Christians actually is really at a minimum.
在60年代和70年代，人口增加的基督徒人口增加也有限。
In the 60s and the 70s, the number of Christians increase is very limited also.
但是到了80年代，忽然一下蓬勃的增长。
But then in the 80s, they saw a jump.
所以他在这个研究工作中要发现为什么增长的原因。
So when they were doing this research, they want to search for the reason of the jump.
我们不相信一夜之间人口会突然增加那么快。
We did not believe that overnight the populations had increased that tremendously.
一定有相当的因素在其中。
There must be certain reasons for it.
当然，因为记录资料的缺乏，我们只能猜测几种原因。
Because of lack of complete statistical records, we can only guesstimate on why the reasons are.
其中第一个原因，当然大部分人都知道，可能是在逼迫之后剩下残余的人口，残余的基督徒人数。
One reason that we could talk about is after the persecution, there were only a very few Christians that were left.
在宣教的工厂上面，在福音传播上有一句名言。
In the mission field, there is a very famous saying.
就是宣教士的血
，Evangelism is
产生了福音的果子，产生福音的花朵。
Evangelism with
martyrdom of the
martyrdom of evangelism leads to the growth of
所以我们相信，刚才我们说有人受了逼迫。
The persecution that we just talked about.
但是斯蒂凡他受逼迫，所以刚强站住。
Stephen, when he was persecuted, he stood firm.
我相信一定对保罗也有相当程度的震撼。
I believe that this has influenced Paul to a certain extent.
许多人这样的坚决的为主寻道，是使旁边看着的人重新思想他们生命的价值。
We've seen that a lot of Christians martyred for the Lord. The people who watched this around them, they thought about it, about the value of it.
许多人坚持信仰，不惜寻道，叫旁边看着的人重新思想他们信仰的内容和它的真实意义。
Because of the martyrdom of some Christians, the people that are around them would rethink about the belief of these Christians.
而剩下的基督徒也得到坚固。
And the remainder of the Christians also became firmer.
我们有许多的故事讲到那些在里面受逼迫的基督徒，他们勇敢为主做见证，愿意寻道的心态。
We have a lot of anecdotes about these Christians that are willing to lay down their lives to become martyrs for the sake of the Lord.
当然，也许也有相当不少的人因着逼迫，他们放弃信仰，他们软弱跌倒。
Of course, there are other Christians that have stumbled and have fallen because of persecution.
从神恩典来讲，他们有神还怜悯他们，让他们有重新回头或者恢复信仰的机会。
Because of the grace of the Lord, God has compassion on them. They would have an opportunity to come back to the Lord.
从福音的纯度上面来讲，
from the purity of the gospel,
那些剩下的人也特别为着福音做了更坚决的表示。
Those people that are remaining after the persecution, they have stood firm and become more in their faith.
他们成为更清楚、更有力量的福音种子。
They are stronger as seeds of the gospel.
这是我们所以了解第一个福音成长的原因。
And this is the first point that we have to understand about the growth of the gospel.
第二个原因可能没有人想到的。
The second reason maybe nobody has guessed about.
就是这里讲到逼迫的时候人口的大流动。
And this is because of persecution, population became very mobile.
你知道我们中国人是一个安土重迁的民族。
You know that the Chinese culture likes to stay put in one area.
所以就着某一个意义来讲，今天我们到美国都不是真正中国人的心态。
In other words, when we come over to this country, it's not what Chinese people like to do.
中国人是安土重迁的。
Chinese people like to stay in one spot.
很多人一辈子生下来没有离开他家乡五十里范围之内过。
A lot of people from birth to death have not left where they were born more than 50 miles.
但是中国政府在这五十年中间做了一些特别的事情。
But the Chinese government has done something very unique in the past 50 years.
就是土地改革。
And they have done reform on the land.
除了土地改革之外，就开始很多知识青年下乡的运动。
And because of the land reform, they also started movements of these educated youth back to the countryside.
我的父亲前几年回到中国大陆。
My father went back to visit mainland China a few years ago.
他遇见许多老朋友。
He met a lot of his old friends.
他们看起来非常苍老。
And they looked very, very aged.
而且非常忧郁，好像人生价值观很没有意义的样子。
And they also looked very worried, and they thought that there was not much meaning in their lives.
因为他们曾经被赶下过牛棚。
Because they have been chased into the cow sheds.
当然，很多的人对于这些事情是不以为然的。
But other people would not think much about this.
可是对于基督徒来讲，这又不一样。
However, as Christians, we need to look at this from a different point of view.
我们基督徒永远身上带着福音的使命。
We carry the mission of the gospel all the time.
而且我们对每件事的看法永远是积极的。
And we always have a positive viewpoint at everything.
因为相信神是绝对掌权，并且神有他的旨意。
Because we believe in God's authority and we believe that God's will prevails.
甚至当我们遭受患难逼迫的时候，还能欢欢喜喜，因为相信神的旨意在其中。
Whether we encounter suffering and persecution, we are still joyous because we know God's will is in it.
你知道福音在中国从马里尊开始传扬。
You know that the gospel entered China through Morrison.
一直到五口通商。
Until the trade opening up for China for trade.
福音大部分都在沿海一带。
The gospel is always around the sea coastline.
虽然到了戴德生的时候，他有一个意向要往内地传福音，所以成立了内地会，中国福音内地会。
Even though Hudson Taylor, he wanted to bring the gospel into inland China, and he started the inland mission to China.
真正在内地在内陆建造的教会很少很少。
But there were foreign, very far and few in between the inland Chinese churches.
更不要说是在乡村农村地方建立教会了。
And even rarer in the Chinese villages.
在五十年代或者四十年代的时候，也有一些教会看见这样需要，发动移民运动。
In the 40s and the 50s, some Chinese churches saw this kind of need and they started a movement.
他们希望移民到内陆去，到新疆，到边远的地方去。
And they wanted to move to the inland of China, to Xinjiang, to some of the inland areas.
但只是少数的教会。
And this is only a very few minority of the churches.
但在中国政府的统治之下。
But under the rule of the Chinese government,
大规模的移民。
Massive movement of the Chinese population.
四十几年下乡。
Just like going back, down to the villages.
到处串联。串联。串联是。红卫兵串联。专门名词。
The Chinese Red Guards.
他们人口的流动移动性非常高。
The mobility of these population became very, very high.
当然这许多其中许多人并不是基督徒。
Of course, a lot of them are not Christians that were being moved.
但基督徒随着信圣经的榜样，随着主耶稣基督的教训，他们随走随传。
But the Christians, because of the example of Jesus Christ, because of the teaching of the Bible, wherever they went, they preached the gospel.
这当中人口流动所带来的福音果效，没有人能够估计，也没有政治统计的数字。
Because of the movement, you cannot because of this kind of population movement, you cannot estimate the fruit of the gospel being spread out.
我们不能够真正知道有多少的人是因为外来的人传福音给他们而得救的。
We cannot estimate how many people receive the gospel because of this outward people coming into the community.
但是我们也不能知道有多少人因为离乡背景的缘故，他脱离了原来的所有支持他的生活系统，而有一个特别的需要在心里面。
And we could not, again, we could not also estimate how many of these people, because they have to leave behind their support system that they're familiar with and go to a new place.
你知道人离乡背景，他原来所有的亲戚朋友都看不见了。
When you leave your familiar environment, you are leaving behind your relatives, your friends.
他会特别觉得孤单无助。
And you will feel very lonesome and you're helpless.
圣经里有这样一个榜样。
And the Bible gave us a story like this.
如果你看使徒行传，看见有一个人保罗传福音，他的对象的名字叫做吕底亚。
You see one somebody that Paul preached the gospel to. Her name is Lydia.
这个妇人是在腓立比得救的。
This woman received the gospel, was saved in Philippi.
但是她是推拉推拉的人，推拉推拉，推拉推拉。
Oh, but he's from
Tyrus. 你知道他从亚洲到了欧洲。
You know that he went from Asia to Europe.
这个人他不背景什么不知道，可能跟犹太人有关系。
We don't know much about her background. Maybe she has something to do with the Jews.
因为她有一些犹太教的背景。
Because she has some background from the Jewish tradition.
我们从她的背景看见，这是一个生活不容易的环境。
From her background, we see that she was not living too well.
因为这个吕底亚的妇人，她是卖紫色布匹的。
Because this person Lydia, she sells a cloth, purple cloth.
等到她信了主以后，她又告诉保罗说：“如果你相信我是真信主的，请你到我家里来。”
After she accepted the Lord, she invited Paul to her house.
所以我相信这个妇人还维持着她家里的经济的需要。
We know that this woman also supported her family financially.
圣经里没有告诉我们她丈夫是做什么，在什么地方。
The Bible did not tell us what her husband was doing and where he was residing.
可能这个是单亲的一个母亲，单亲。
Maybe she was a single mother.
我们不知道她是怎么样背景。
We do not know much about her background.
但是这许许多多的环境压在一起。
But under all the environmental pressures on her.
包括各样文化的冲击。
Including all the different cultures,
语言的冲击,
all the conflicts in different languages,
社交圈的冲击,
all the social pressures.
我知道我为什么特别提到社交圈呢?
Why do I include the social pressures?
因为紫色布匹是一个特别的行业。
Because selling purple cloth is a special trade.
紫色在当时是一个尊贵的颜色。
The purple color was a very esteemed color in those days.
不是任何人都可以穿得起的。
Not ordinary people could afford it.
所以他所经营的事业，他所看见的是一个是一个所接触的范围是一个非常这个高的一个社会阶级。
So the social circle that she moves around in is the upper crux of the society.
他可能没有机会跟君王、跟城各种诸侯见面。
Maybe she had opportunity to meet with all the kings and the rulers.
我想她所接触的范围都是那些高官富户的用家里的佣人、使女、婢女跟他们接触。
And maybe she would only have the opportunity to meet with the servants of these wealthy families.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我是不是把吕底亚的背景给你们描述得很清楚
？I'm not sure if I could describe clearly about Lydia to you.
也许在你周围，你可以想象有一个人正像吕底亚。
Look around yourself. Maybe somebody is just like Lydia.
也许你说我就是吕底亚。
Maybe you say I'm just like Lydia.
所以你懂得吕底亚的心情。
So you appreciate how she felt.
在这个环境里面，她有个特别的需要。她在安息的时候去河边，在那里敬拜神。
In her circumstance, she has special needs and she worshipped the Lord.
正好保罗到了那里。
And when she went by the water, Paul also was there.
保罗一传福音，他就得救了，信主了。
Paul preached the gospel to her, and she accepted, and she became a believer.
我不晓得吕底亚如果还留在推亚推拉，她会不会那样容易信主
？I don't know if Lydia had stayed in Tyre, whether or not she would accept the Lord so easily.
我不知道她如果没有生活的挣扎，她是不是特别不是不会容易信主
？I don't know if she did not have this kind of struggle for her livelihood, would she accept the Lord so easily and readily?
她如果没有一个向上力争向游力争上游的这种沮丧挣扎。
If she did not have to struggle to go higher and higher,
upward mobile.
If she did not want to be upwardly mobile,
这是我们今天所讲的话，力争上游叫做 upward mobile.
This is what we are saying, upward mobility.
我不晓得她是不会那样容易信主。
I'm not sure if she would accept the Lord so readily.
但是我想，今天我们每个人都知道，今天离乡背景所给我们造成的压力。
But I know that all of us would appreciate leaving our hometown gives us a lot of pressure.
弟兄姊妹们，你是不是能想象在那些年，下乡知青下乡或者再教育这些情形所给人造成心理上的压力
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you appreciated those people that had to move down into the villages and had to be re-educated. What kind of mentality they had?
我相信有一定的比例是因为这样环境的改变。而接受福音的。
I believe there is a proportion of the people because of the changes in their environment, they accepted the gospel.
当然，远东广播公司在这个几十年中间，也许提供了一部分真理上面的帮助。
Of course, the Far East Broadcasting Company during those years, maybe they have given them some help in the truth.
让他们能够有真理的依据而相信福音。
Because they have given them the truth, then they can grasp on the truth and believe in the gospel.
在梁教授所写的书里面，他并不能完全分析教会成长的原因。
And Professor Lang's book, he could not analyze clearly why the church was growing.
却给我们看见一幅图画，是神特别的作为。
But he painted a picture, and we see God's hands in it.
尤其是八零年代改革开放以后，许多从国外的人回去看经。
Especially after the 80s, when the country was open, overseas Chinese could go back to China for visitation.
其中也有许多基督徒带着福音的使命回去向他们的家人传扬。
And there were a lot of Christians. They brought back the mission of the gospel to preach to their relatives and families.
我也有很好的朋友，他回到他的原来的故乡。
I have a very good friend. He went back to his hometown.
他是在美国这里。是一个石油探勘师。
And he worked as a petroleum, looking for gasoline in this country.
他是一个读地球物理的一个学者。
He studies geology of the world.
他本来就是借着工作的方便，各处在世界各地走动的时候，常常在各地传扬福音。
Because of his work, he gets to travel around the world, and he used this opportunity to bring the gospel with him.
许多人他有福音恩赐，许多人也听了他传讲耶稣而信主。
Because he has this gift of preaching the gospel, a lot of people believe in the Lord because of his work.
最近几年他回到他的家乡的时候，中国政府把产业还给他。
In the last few years, when he went back to China, the Chinese government returned to him his properties.
他的父亲因为年纪大了，不能回去认领，就派儿子去认领。
Because his father was elderly, he could not go back to China to receive this property, so the son went in his stead.
所以回去说乡下，他在回到乡下，他得了相当大的欢迎。
So when he went back to his hometown, he received a big reception.
他回去看看他的祖产，他家里的产业。
And he went and inspected his properties.
他就把它重新修造。
And he kind of repaired his properties.
然后为了庆祝新下落成。
And in order to celebrate that the refurbishment of this old home,
把全乡村的人都请来，几百几千不晓得多少人。
He invited everybody in the village. I don't know how many people, maybe hundreds of thousands.
你知道他把他们请来做什么？
Why did he invite all of them?
他开了三天福音聚会。
He had gospel meetings for 3 days.
当然他是外面来的，而且是政府欢迎他回来的。他做见证传福音的时候，也没有人干涉他。
Of course, he was welcomed back by the Chinese government, and he was invited back by the Chinese government. When he held these gospel meetings, nobody could oppose him.
像这样大规模传福音的人，我相信不是很多。
Well, I believe that there are not too many occasions that we can hold such large-scale meetings.
但是个人传福音多得不得了。
But a lot of opportunities for individual evangelism.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是一些非常复杂的因素，造成中国教会这几年在80年代蓬勃成长的原因。
So these are part of the complicated elements and reasons why the exponential growth of the Chinese church in the 80s.
我们也不能够用这些方法一定的重复在世界各地做福音的工作。
And we probably could not repeat the same way and to evangelize the rest of the world.
可是刚才我们读的经节跟这些事情的发展中间有一个关联。
But one thing about it is that we have read the scripture and some of the points that we have just said.
就是福音的大使命说什么？
What is the Great Commission?
福音的大使命第一个说你们要去。
The Great Commission says you have to go.
去的方法有很多种。
There are many different ways of going.
人口的流动，不管是出于什么原因，都是福音的机会。
Population mobility, no matter what reason, is an opportunity for the gospel to flow out.
所以今天我们这么方便，交通这么方便。
So nowadays we have such good transportational means.
而且我相信这里有许许多多的人往中国大陆去。
And I believe a lot of us also have opportunities to go to China.
他们会成为福音的种子。
And they will become seeds of the gospel.
另外一方面，我们看见这么多中国的学者现在从一年一年就来到美国各个地方。
And at the same time, we see a lot of Chinese scholars. They come to this country.
昨天早晨我有机会参加中美这个 fellowship 中美团契，心里非常欢喜。
Yesterday, I was very pleased to have the opportunity to go to the American Chinese Fellowship meeting.
有多少人有机会在这里听见福音，是以往不能想象的。
We could not have imagined how many people could have heard the gospel in this country.
一方面，我相信当他们离开自己的祖国到美国这个陌生环境的时候，会对福音有一种新的接纳的倾向。
I also believe that when they come to this new country, when they're under unfamiliar circumstances, they will look upon the gospel in a different point of view and more ready to accept it.
昨天早晨我有机会靠着神的恩典带领两位弟兄姊妹们信主。
Yesterday morning, through the grace of God, I was able to lead two brothers and sisters to the Lord.
还有几位他们跟我们谈话相当的正面。
And I also have positive conversations with several other brothers and sisters.
不过也有一些顾虑。
But they also have some reservations.
因为有一位告诉我说，他还是要回到中国大陆。
And one of them told me that he has to return to mainland China.
其实我对于这样的人更加有兴趣。
However, I really am interested in this particular type of people.
我总是从正面看事情。
I always look at things from the positive side.
因为我愿意从神的角度看事情。
Because I want to view everything from God's viewpoint.
正因为你可能有回去中国大陆。
Because you have the opportunity to return to China.
如果你在这里能够清楚信主，接受神的话语在你心里，将来你回去的时候是一个装备好了的宣教士。
If you can truly accept the Lord and understand the word of the Lord here, when you return to China, you are equipped to bring the gospel with you.
刚才我在主日学里面讲了一个故事。
I told you an anecdote at Sunday school time.
Not anecdote, story.
I told you a story.
听见的人不是说这里不是所有人都听见，所以可以再讲一遍。
So not everybody was at Sunday school, so I'd like to repeat it once more.
前几个月有一位姊妹从贵州来的，到远东广播公司来看我们。
A few months ago, there was a sister who came from Guizhou, China, to visit the headquarters.
他跟他的牧师讲，我一定要来远东广播公司看一看。
He told his, she told her pastor that I need to come and visit the headquarters of Five East Broadcasting Company. Why is that so?
他讲起他的故事。
And she told her story.
这个姊妹是一个知识分子，她是从前是个教是教书的，大概是个教授。
And this sister, she is an educated person. Maybe she was a professor or a teacher.
不知道为什么原因，她就落籍在贵州。
I don't know why that she moved to this place called Guizhou.
后来她的女儿到美国来留学。
And then later on, her daughter came to this country to study.
以后结婚生子，这是很自然的事情。
Well, afterwards, then she married, and then she have children. That's natural.
所以她就有机会来看望这个外孙。
And then she had the opportunity to come and visit her grandchild.
她在这里的时候，当然白天很空，就出去上街走走。
And when she came to this country, she had free time during the daytime, so she was walking around.
就遇见一位师母。
So one day she met the pastor's wife.
她就带她去教会做礼拜。
And the pastor's wife took her to church.
很快听了几次福音以后，她就信主了。
And after she listened to the gospel a few times, she was very quickly to accept the gospel.
有一年的时间，她断断续续参加聚会。
For a year's time, she occasionally came to church.
比较正常，大概有三个多月的时间。
And maybe altogether she was there for 3 months' time.
比较正常聚会。
For regular meetings, she was regularly meeting for about 3 months.
以后她就回到贵州去了。
And then afterwards, she went back to the church.
当然，她也不是很多的知识，她就想找一个教会。
And of course, she did not know too much about Bible, and she wanted to look for a church home.
后来，她的确找到一个教会。
And then later on, she found a church home.
他们约她去聚会，就看看这地方破破烂烂，简直不像样。
And then when she went to this church, she said it was really run down.
大概只有二三十个人聚会。
And at the church, there were only about maybe 20, 30 people.
她一到那里就非常受欢迎。
And when she went to the church, she was really welcomed with open arms.
他们说我们为你祷告了很久了。
And they told her that we have been praying for you for a long time.
奇怪，怎么不认识就为他祷告呢
？She was really amazed. She said, "Why are you praying for me? You didn't even know me."
原来那个贵州的乡下地方非常穷，也没有知识水准，连圣经都不会念。
And that place, that local church, the people there are very, very poor, very low educational standard. They couldn't even read the Bible.
他们说我们祷告主给我们差派一位来，能够教我们读圣经的。现在你来的很好，你就是那神所差派来的。
And they were praying to the Lord to send somebody to them that can read the Bible, can teach the Bible to them. And they have sent her. They have sent you.
他说，弟兄啊，我圣经会读，我不会讲啊。
And she told them, she says, I can read the Bible, but I cannot preach.
当然，他白纸黑字中文，他程度很好，看了就可以读。
Of course, she can read the Bible. She can read the Chinese characters.
乡下人就欢喜的不得了了。
But the villagers were really, really excited.
但是圣经怎么解释，根本他不知道。
But she did not know how to explain the Bible.
所以他也是真是没有办法，人家拉他去读圣经，他就真的去读圣经了。
So she could not help but because people needed her to read the Bible, so she went there and read the Bible to them.
有一天，他打开收音机。
One day she turned on the radio.
她转到短波电台。
And she was turning the dial around.
忽然听到一个声音。
All of a sudden she heard a sound.
非常熟悉啊。
Very familiar voice.
原来是她牧师讲话。
And that was her pastor talking.
我知道这位牧师，他的话里面相当的口音。
I know this pastor because I know that he spoke with a special accent.
所以一听就知道是牧师讲话。
So as soon as she heard it, she knew that it was her pastor.
他说这是我牧师讲的，我来听听看。
Oh, she said this was my pastor preaching. Let me hear him talk.
原来他发现了良友广播电台的好牧人节目。
And she found a program from the Good Friend program.
他就听这个节目，听完以后，真的是他牧师。
So when she listened to this program, the Good Friend program, and, oh, this was her pastor preaching.
她就把整个良友电台节目都听了。
And then she heard all the other programs of this station.
因为她已经退休，所以她有八个钟头可以听电台广播。
Because she was already retired, she had 8 hours a day to listen to the radio.
凡是她听见的，她就翻版到教会去讲去。
Well, whatever she heard, she would copy and then she would preach in her church.
就这样。他不仅自己受了装备受了造就还能够帮助别人。
And in this way, in this manner, not only was herself equipped, she was able to go and preach the gospel.
像这些事情是我们想也没有想过的。
And this is beyond what we could have imagined.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不是说我们哪一个人必须做宣教士。
So we're not saying that such and such a person, you have to become an evangelist.
但是每一个人都可以成为宣教士。
But each and every one of us can become an evangelist.
中国人讲无心插柳柳成荫啊。
The Chinese tells us you do not want to plant, but the plant grows up by itself.
像这种情形就是这样。
And this is what has happened.
但弟兄姊妹，这里有一个非常重要的原则。
And here is a very, very important principle.
昨天我们讲过四代的连续传福音的原则。
And yesterday we spoke about the four generations continuously preaching the gospel.
其实我们更重要的意思是说众圣徒被装备。
A more important principle is that all the apostles have to be, all the disciples have to be equipped.
在以弗所书第四章十节和十一节告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 10 and 11 tells us.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
The gifts are that some of them are some of you are preachers, some of them you are teachers, some of you are evangelists.
He gave some to be apostles.
He gave some to be apostles.
Prophets.
Prophets.
Evangelists.
Evangelists.
Teachers and pastors and teachers.
Also pastors and teachers.
For the perfection of saints, 为要成全圣徒。
So that all the saints would be perfected.
各尽其职。
We each do our duty
建立基督的身体
to build on the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们传统上认为福音或者神的工作是神的工人做的。
Brothers and sisters, in our traditional point of view, the work of the church has to be done by certain special people.
但是如果你从教会历史的发展来看
But looking at the historical viewpoint from the church,
神用了那些没有名字的圣徒。
God has used a lot of saints that have remained nameless
所完成的工作
to perfect his work.
远远超过那些能够叫得出名字的人所做的工作。
The work that they have done far surpassed the work that was done by the named Christians.
因为那些蒙召侍奉主的人，他们一个立刻的目的和工作的果效是要成全圣徒。
Because the work of those that have been called is immediately to fulfill the perfection work of the saints.
成全圣徒的结果能够使他们各尽其职，个人发挥他们的恩赐。
So that they would each be called to perfect the work and each doing their part so that the work of God can be completed.
建立基督的身体。
To build up upon the body of Christ.
这里有很重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle.
讲到团队的侍奉。
To work together,
讲到恩赐的配合
and to work together with our talents,
讲到我们代职的侍奉
to work with our profession.
如果你看圣经里面讲到这许多的人物
the Bible tells us about different personalities.
我不想你怎么分那个亚基拉和百基拉，你是把它翻作全职的工人呢，还是他们是代职的信徒？
I don't know whether or not you view some of them as the full-time. So look at the book of the Acts. We see Paul that he brings Silas to go out to preach, and they are the leaders of the church.
犹大和希拉到底他们是工人呢，还是普通的信徒呢？
Judas and Silas are they all common believers or are they special saints?
我想你很难分辨。
It is difficult to distinguish.
恐怕神也不要我们这样分辨。
Well, I believe that God do not want us to make this distinction.
刚才我讲这位弟兄，他到家乡去传福音了，我从来不把他当作一个平信徒看待。
I told this brother that went to his went to preach in his hometown. I did not look at him as a lay Christian.
我认为是神呼召他做福音的使者。
I believe that God has called him to be an evangelist.
弟兄姊妹，你知道一个蒙召侍奉主的人，如果他是使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
I believe that one a person who has been called, whether or not he is a preacher, he is a pastor, he is a teacher, he is a prophet.
他不仅是自己要侍奉传福音。
Not only does he himself have to serve.
他不仅是要教导，他不分辨神的分解神的话语。
Not only does he have to share the word of the God.
他最重要的目的是建立圣徒。
And his most important task is to build up the saints.
神衡量一个侍奉主的人忠心的程度。
God, how to measure the faithfulness of a servant?
是照着他所有恩赐。
It's according to the gifts, the talents he has.
神衡量一个侍奉主的人他工作的果效。
How does God measure the effectiveness of a person's works?
是根据他使用恩赐来成全圣徒有多少。
It's according to how he uses gifts and talents to build up the saints.
在启示录里面看见有一句话叫那些被成全的圣徒。
In Revelations, we saw this statement, those Christians that have been perfected.
换句话说，这些人的生命跟他们的侍奉，跟他们的能力，跟他们所有生活的表现，在神面前看是一个被成全了的人。
So in other words, their lives, the works, everything that they have accomplished is in God's eyes somebody who has been perfected.
我们知道我们得救信主并不完全。
We know that we have been saved to become Christians. We are not perfect.
所以我们需要在教会里面接受各样的教导。
So we have to receive all types of teachings inside the church.
以至于我们生命能够成熟，能够达到完全。
So that we can be mature and we can become complete.
但是很多基督徒以为他的责任就是来听到而已。
A lot of Christians think that their responsibility is just to come and listen to the message.
但是以弗所书第四章告诉我们说，这些圣徒被成全之后，他们要各尽其职。
In Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that after these saints have been perfected, they have to do their part.
弟兄姊妹们，每一位圣徒，你们有责任要发现自己怎么样来侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, each of us as saints, we have to find our niche, our responsibilities.
刚才我们讲完主日学之后，有两位来到我的面前，告诉我说愿意来做义工。
After we had the Sunday school, there were two people that came to me and they volunteered.
这个义工就是侍奉。
This volunteering work is the work for the Lord.
感谢神的恩典，他们心里面被激动，愿意来摆上自己来服侍。
Praise the Lord. God has moved them in their hearts. They are willing to dedicate themselves to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个圣徒都应当这样。
Brothers and sisters, each saint has to do this.
教会里不应当有闲站的人。
In the church, there should not be people just doing nothing.
我们读到福音书讲，看见耶稣基督讲的故事。
In the Gospels, we hear a lot of stories told by Jesus.
有一个家主站在那里，呼召人进他的葡萄园做工。
There was an owner of a vineyard calling people in to work for him.
有早进去的，有晚进去的。
And some people came earlier, some people came later.
圣经里面记载说，他出来看见还有许多人闲站。
And then when he saw that there were a lot of people standing around doing nothing.
但愿今天我们教会中间没有闲站的人。
We wish that there wouldn't be anybody standing around doing nothing in our church.
每一个人都有他自己应当有的侍奉。
Each person needs to take on what his responsibility to serve.
这是根据他的恩赐。
And this is according to his talents.
所以弟兄姊妹们，若是我们要看见教会能够往前在二十一世纪做宣教的工作，我相信有几件事情我们需要知道。
So to do the mission work in the 20th century, we need to be aware of several things.
第一件事情，刚刚我稍微提了一下，就是一个团队的侍奉，团队的侍奉 ，team ministry。
The first thing that we want to talk about is that the team ministry.
我们不是需要有更多的人，每个人来做一样同样的工作。
We don't need more individuals, everybody doing the same thing, the same task.
从前我们认为一个人呼召蒙召以后就要做牧师，去牧养一个教会。
In the past, we thought that one person gets the calling, then he has to become a pastor of a church, and he has to serve a church.
如果这样子的话，弟兄姊妹就很少能参与了。
If it was like this, brothers and sisters, not too many people could participate.
但今天我们说，今天教会所需要的是许多人来做一个工作。
Nowadays, what we're seeing in the church is a lot of people have to come together to do a task.
关于这点，圣经有很清楚的教训，因为身体，教会是基督的身体。
The Bible has told us very clearly that the church is the body of Christ.
个人的用处不一样。
And we all have a different function.
传统上一个教会一个牧师的时代恐怕已经过去了。
Traditionally, there's only one pastor in each church. Maybe this is not the time.
我们需要不同恩赐的人来做不同的事情，好叫教会有更完全的发展。
We need different people with different talents to do the work of the church so that the church can expand and grow.
现在连宣教的工厂也注意到这件事情，所以派出去宣教士不是单枪匹马的。
So now in the mission field, people have realized this also. So we don't send individual missionaries out anymore.
昨天我们听见陈弟兄报告，有一个宣教单位，他们派出去三对夫妇在一起工作。
Brother Chen has made the announcement the other day that this one missionary organization, they send out three families to one mission field.
不仅他们不会觉得孤单。
Not only would they feel isolated,
而且彼此能够帮助。
They could help each other out.
让我说一句更重要的话。
I want to emphasize something more important.
他们需要更多学习彼此舍己。
And they need to learn more about denying themselves.
当一个基督徒懂得舍己的时候，在旁边的人看的是更受激励的事。
When a Christian has learned how to deny themselves, then other people viewing upon them, they appreciate the Christians more.
这个团队就被建立起来了。
And this team would be built up.
第二件事情我要说到，在今后的福音工作中间，代职侍奉是更加重要。
And the second point I want to bring to you is that in the future work of the mission field, it's very important that people would work with their profession.
不仅在中国已经证明这件事情的可行跟必要性。
Not only in China, we see that this is the way that it has to go in China.
在许多其他许多的福音的工厂上更是这样。
And we have seen this in other mission fields also.
我们知道有许多的人，他们回到中国大陆教英文。
We see a lot of people, they go back to China to teach English.
大概过去80年代中间到90年代初期的时候，不晓得有多少宣教的团体用这条路派人进去传福音，他们打的旗号就是教英文。
In the past 20 years, in the 80s and the 90s, a lot of missionary organizations, they send teachers, English teachers to China, and at the same time bringing the gospel.
当然不仅是教英文，各行各业的人中国都需要。
Of course, not only the China needs English teachers, China needs teachers in all different professions.
我相信这些人身上如果是基督徒，他一定负着福音的使命。
I believe all these professionals, if they are Christians, they would have this great commission in their hearts.
所以代职侍奉是今后二十一世纪中间一个非常重要的方法。
So this is a very important means of service in the future, servicing the Lord in your profession.
从前也有代职侍奉的榜样，很多医疗的团体。
In the past, we have seen examples of service to the Lord with their professions, a lot of medical organizations.
传统上，这在中国发生相当大的作用。
And they have an important effect on the Chinese society.
我相信在二十一世纪，宣教的形态不是一个明显打着旗号的东西。
In the 21st century, I believe that the missionary field, missionary work, is not bringing in a banner of the mission.
而是落实在每一个阶层工作的需要中间。
But they will be working in every level of the society.
第三个大的方向一定是高科技的使用。
And another perspective is the use of the high technology field.
你知道远东广播公司用福音用无线电传福音，在当时是一个高科技。
Oh, you know that the Far East Broadcasting Company, when they were using radio waves to preach the gospel at those days, that was considered high tech.
有一位在我们中间，大概是许牧师还是王弟兄，忘记了。他告诉我，你知不知道远东最早有一个叫做 PM。
You know that Brother Wall told me that, do you realize that there was, in the early days, there was something called PM.
PM 就是 Portable Missionary.
And that means that...
可携带的宣教士。
And that's a Portable Missionary, PM.
意思就是给他一个无线电，这个无线电把它放在一定的波段上面，他一打开就听见福音广播。
And in other words, that you turn on the radio at a certain frequency, you will hear the broadcast.
换句话说，许多人不会使用无线电那个时候。
In other words, in those days, a lot of people do not know how to use the radio.
所以我说，无线电在当时是高科技的东西。
So in those days, the broadcasting is considered high tech.
我发现现在中国大陆高科技这个 CVD 什么东西多得不得了。
I believe nowadays in China, there's a lot of high technology.
这些东西都应当用来作为传福音的媒介。
And we should use all these media to preach the gospel.
我们有负担做了一个网站，福音的网站。在这网站上面，你可以听见福音的广播。
And we have this web net broadcast on the web.
为什么要做这个东西呢？
Why do we want to do that?
因为有许多的知识分子正在热心的上网。
Because there are a lot of intellectuals they like to surf on the net.
根据八月份的资料，二零零零年八月份的资料。
According to some statistics from August of 2000,
你知道中国现在有多少网民吗？
Do you know how many net surfers that we have in China?
新华社发表的消息有1600万网民。
It's 16 million people surf on the net in China.
我不知道他们在网上干什么。
I don't know what they do on the net.
但是我们知道我们要给什么东西。
But I know what we need to do.
所以在网站上面，我们有差不多90分钟的福音节目。
So on the net, we have a 90-minute gospel program.
如果你从头听到尾，大概听一次，把我们的广播听完，这个无线这个网上的广播，可能九十分钟，可能多一点。
And you can listen to the broadcast on the net through the net also. It's about 90 minutes from beginning to finish.
我们从八月份开始做网站，大概第一个月有7900个人去听。
When we started this in August, and the first month we have almost 7900 people logging on.
从中国来，在中国听的人不是很多，只有两个。
From China, there were not too many people logging on, only two.
但是我相信人数会逐渐逐渐增加。
But I believe the numbers will increase.
因为这个网站的工作，你不能做大规模的宣传的。
Because on this website, you cannot do a lot of advertising.
只有听见的人、看见的人会一传十、十传百。
Only the people who log on and the people who heard about it would pass the word on.
我相信这是今天我们需要注意的一个福音的方向。
And this is a direction I believe that gospel should take.
在这些事情之外，我要特别对我们教会的年轻人讲几句话。
And besides all this, I'd like to say something to the young people of the church.
Well, if I say in English, would you translate for me? You see, I was in Chicago at FEBC.
我是在芝加哥的远东广播公司。
And I met a brother by the name of Joe Burgess.
我碰到一个年轻人，他的名字叫 Joe.
And by his last name, you know he's a Caucasian.
他的姓是 Bridges， 你知道他是一个白种人。
And I asked him what he's doing in FEBC Chicago.
我问他你在芝加哥的远东广播公司做什么事情啊？
He said he is assigned to go to English churches.
他说他是被派去讲英文的教会。
To promote the needs and support of FEBC.
去跟教会里头讲，远东广播公司的需要，跟远东广播公司所做的事情，事工。
And I said, well, that's great because we do need a lot of support.
我跟他讲，哎，这个非常好，因为我们需要很多的支持。
But I told him, then Joe, I know. Let me tell you, there's a large field that we need to cultivate.
所以我跟大家讲，我们有一个很大的工厂，我们要去收割的。
And he said, what's that?
他问我是什么呢?
I told him ABC.
我告诉他是美国土生的华人。
For ABC, you know what ABC stands for?
大家知道 ABC 是讲什么意思?
I told him I have led church for about 30 years.
我跟他讲我带领教会有30年的之久。
And some of my younger people became adults and young adults and they are in productive years.
我的年轻人，我所带的孩子，他们现在年轻人也是长大了，他们现在做事。
They feel a great identity need, identity crisis.
他们对他们的那个认同，他们有很大的问题。
They don't know who they are.
他们不清楚他们到底是谁。
Are they still Chinese or are they Americans?
到底他们是中国人还是美国人
？If they were Chinese, how come they're totally disengaged with Chinese culture and people?
假如他们中国人的话，他们为什么跟中国人的文化、中国人的来往，通通没有关系呢
？If they are Americans, why are they not involved in the greater society of American churches?
假如他们是美国人的话，为什么他们跟美国的教会的没有什么联系呢
？They have a struggle.
他们有很大的挣扎。
And I can tell, as long as we are in two cultures, the struggle will continue.
跟大家讲，我们在这个两个文化中间的话，我们一直继续会有这个挣扎。
And I said to Joe, Joe, you got all the English materials.
我跟 Joe 说，你有所有的英文的那个文字。
And for the past 12 years, at Chino, we have neglected some of the English materials.
我们在 Chino 这个地方过去的十二年，我们忽略了英文的文字的东西。
You know, all we did was to translate the Chinese into English, and that's not good enough for ABC people.
我们讲只是把中文把它翻成英文的话，对这个美国土生的华人他们是不足够的。
But Joe being not able to write and read in Chinese.
Joe 你不会看中文，也不会写中文。
Had to write everything from his perspective as English speaker.
他要把他的东西通通用英文来写，跟英文讲英文的人讲。
And I think these are more acceptable to you guys, right? Somebody nod head.
所以他对美国土生的华人都比较容易接纳。
And I told you about this.
所以我跟你们大家讲这个。
Immediately, Joe's eyes sparkled. His eyes sparkled.
就他马上他眼睛就睁大。
He said, Reverend Chow, that's right.
他说：“周牧师，你讲的是对的。”
I had an experience. I went to a church. I spoke to a co-congregation about a need. It's a Chinese church.
我去一个美国的，我去一个教会，我中国的教会跟这个教会讲我们广播公司的需要。
And then afterward, there's a young man coming up to me.
讲完以后，一个年轻人他到跟前来跟我讲话。
He said, "How come you know more China than I do?"
他说：“你为什么认识中国比我认识中国多呢？”
Well, he's an ABC. Apparently, you know that.
他是一个美国土生的华人，所以他不知道。
I don't know. I'm a testing ground. How do you feel to be involved with FEBC ministry?
我们的年轻人，你有没有兴趣跟远东广播公司来做事工呢
？And as Joe, as a Caucasian, you stirred up those ABCs.
看 Joe, 你是一个白种人， 可以跟美国的土生的华人他们有激动。
And they can do a lot.
他们可以做很多的事情。
I have some ABC young people.
我有很多这个年轻的土生的华人。
Once they went to China.
他们去了中国以后。
Well, on business.
他们因为他们出差去中国。
But immediately they felt the call of gospel.
他们去到中国以后马上就得到福音的呼召。
Some of them could not speak or read Chinese.
有的他们不会讲中文，也不会看中文。
I know a young boy, a young man who speaks Shanghainese in the family.
我认识一个年轻人，他在家里头讲上海话。
Not even Mandarin.
他也不会讲国语。
But once he set his foot in China,
但是他达到中国的土地那个时候，
immediately he was converted into a Chinese again.
马上他就变成一个中国人。
And that's a wonderful thing.
非常美好一件事情。
You had the best of two cultures.
你们有这个两个文化的最好的地方。
Make good of what you know.
做你们应该做的。
And then there's another arm we need to pay attention to.
好，另外有一点我们也要注意的。
I told Joe, still in the same conversation.
我跟 Joe 继续地讲下去。
There's a need for Eurasian church.
这我们这个有一个需要在欧洲
欧亚教会。
欧亚的教会。
They need to get involved in the mission work.
欧亚的教会也要做这个传教的工作。
I say so because my brother-in-law is a Caucasian.
我这样讲，因为我的
我的姐夫。
姐夫他是一个白种人。
I say so because both my daughters married to Caucasians.
我这样讲，因为我的两个女儿都是嫁给白种人。
My grandson is Eurasian, a very pretty, very beautiful, very lovely Eurasian.
我的那个孙子是一个非常漂亮的欧亚混血的。
But my daughters are looking for a church that they can be identified with.
我的女儿现在她想找一个教会，他们可以认同的。
And got into a ministry that they can be proud of and be burdened for.
他们要找一个事工，他们可以在那边参与侍奉。
You see, I said yesterday the importance of indigenous principle.
昨天我们讲到我们这个本地区性的事工的重要。
But I'm not overlooking or neglecting the importance and impact of a foreign missionary.
但是我并不是说要少看在外地来的一个宣教士所做的那个事工。
They call the attention right away.
他们马上都让人家有注意力。
They call the attention right away, immediately, and having an impact.
他们马上就可以有一个让领人家有一个注意力，马上就有一个是可以有一个打击。
Imagine yourselves.
然后我们大家想想我们自己。
If the Lord called you to do mission work in China,
假如神呼召我们去中国做宣教士。
You go in there saying, "I was born in America."
你去那里说我是在美国出生。
But God had called me to do a missionary work here.
但是神呼召我来中国来做他的事工。
Can you imagine the impact?
你看看你会有多大的影响。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
从这里我也讲到异文化的工作。
From now, I want to talk about the work from a different culture.
有多少中国人在福音工厂上不再是仅仅看见中国的需要。
How many Chinese people, through their work for the Lord, not only see the needs for the Chinese culture?
在过去两天，我提到刘继弟兄，因为这是我认识的人。
In the past few evenings, I talked about our brother Liu because I knew him.
他到非洲去做工。
His mission field is in Africa.
这个异文化所产生的冲击，对当地是一个不可忽视的力量。
The conflict of a different culture in those areas is something that's not imaginable.
不仅这样
Not only this,
三分之二的人口
2/3 of the world population
正需要福音
They need the gospel
也许你们没有想到一件事情
Maybe you have not pondered upon this point
在这个三分之二的世界中间
In the 2/3 world
根据统计的资料
According to statistics
差派宣教士最多的国家你们知道是哪一个
Do you know which country send the most missionaries out?
我大吃一惊
I was really surprised to find out.
是哪一个国家你知道吗
Do you know which country sends the most missionaries?
印度。
It's India.
你知道印度并不是一个基督教国家。
You know that India is not a Christian country.
有多少人要去往印度传福音
How many people want to bring the gospel to India?
但是印度的基督徒已经明白到他们福音的使命。
But the Christians in India, they already understood the meaning of the Great Commission.
你知道为什么印度需要这么多宣教士？
Do you know why India needs so many missionaries?
因为印度的语言是非常复杂的。
Because the Indian language is very complicated.
很多这里我们所说印度的宣教士不是往国外去，是往其他的语言去的。
A lot of these Indian missionaries, they do not go outside of India, but they go to different parts of India.
第二多的国家是什么？
The second highest number of missionaries is what country?
Ghana.
It's Ghana.
是非洲国家。
It's an African country.
弟兄姊妹，你都不能想象神所做的工作多么稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, we could not imagine the miraculous work of our Lord.
因为各地福音的需要实在太大。
Because the need for the gospel is tremendous.
我们在 La Mirada 有一位弟兄是阿拉伯人。
In La Mirada, we have a brother who is from the Arabian countries.
他在那里做福音的节目，对着阿拉伯的世界广播。
And he produced programs in Arab countries.
最后一点。
Lastly.
宣教的对象。
Who should we bring this gospel to?
我们需要回馈给第一世界或者说欧美国家的需要回馈给欧尤其是欧洲的福音需要。
And we need to look back and feedback on the needs of the gospel in the European countries.
你不能想象在欧洲现在福音的情形。
You could not imagine the status of the gospel in European countries nowadays.
欧洲需要重新有人传福音。
They needpeople to bring the gospel to them.
他们由基督徒的实质变成一种文化的基督徒。
The Christians become cultural Christians.
基督徒只是他们生活的文化的一部分。
Becoming a Christian is part of their social culture.
却不是他们信仰的中心。
It is not the center of their belief.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们回顾神主耶稣基督给他门徒的使命。
Brothers and sisters, when we look back upon the great commission that was given by Jesus to his apostles,
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
You have to go and make apostles of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And you baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teach them to obey everything that I have commanded to you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And surely I'm with you always to the end of the age.
当我们重新检讨这个大使命的时候
，When we look, reanalyze this great commission,
我们发现我们有更多的工作等待我们。
We realize that there's a lot of work awaiting us.
所以呢，因为工业的进步，文化的这种最新科技的刺激，今天交通实在是方便。
Because of the advances of industrialization and the ease of transportation.
但是许多新的哲学思想，许多麻醉人心的娱乐，夺取人们的心。
But a lot of new philosophies, a lot of entertainment, they occupy most of people's heart and minds.
许多人对福音是麻木不仁的。
A lot of people have become insensitive to the gospel.
对耶稣基督的救恩是没有反应的。
And they have no response to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天我们蒙神的拯救拣选，在他的教会中间。
Nowadays, when we are saved by the Lord and we're in His church.
我们不仅要为自己祷告。
Not only should we pray for ourselves.
要为神的工作和使命更加的祷告。
We have to more fervently pray for the Great Commission and for the work of the Lord.
主若差遣我们。
If the Lord sends me,
主若呼召我们,
if the Lord calls me,
我们要对主回应,
we need to respond to him.
我在这里,
I am here.
请差遣我,
please send me.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主, 当我们看见这个急剧变动的世代,
Lord, we see this ever-changing world.
我们更加感谢你赐给我们永恒不变的真理。
We need to thank you for giving us the unchanging truth.
就是耶稣基督和他的福音。
And that's Jesus Christ and His gospel.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank thee.
因为你道成肉身来到地上。
Because you came to us from heaven.
成为神所悦纳的赎罪祭。
And you become the, you died, you redeemed us from the Lord.
你为我们死在十架上面。
For us, you died on the cross.
因你的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Your blood has...The blood that you shed have cleansed us of our sins.
叫我们这些罪人既然承认你的名，就得到赦免。
So that all of us are sinners, we are sinners, and if we confess our sins, we can be saved.
主，我们感谢你，你从死里复活。
Lord, we thank you because you arose from the dead.
因着你从死里复活，也是因着我们承认你的名。
Because you have resurrected, and if we admit and call you upon your name,
你就差遣你的圣灵进到我们心中。
You will send the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
使我们能够得救，成为你的儿女，并且呼叫你阿爸父亲。
So that we can be saved and become your children, and we can call you Abba Father.
我们感谢你，我们有生命的关系。
Lord, we thank you that we have this life relationship with you.
不仅这样，你把新的生命赐给我们，叫我们在基督里成为新造的人。
Not only this, you have given us a new life so we can become new creations in thee.
并且你把胜过罪的权柄、胜过世界力量给了我们。
And you have given us this power and authority to conquer over sin.
你又吩咐我们去各处传扬耶稣基督的福音。
And you have commanded us to preach this gospel to the ends of the world.
叫我们散布因为认识耶稣基督而有的馨香之气。
So that we can have this fragrance because that we believe in you.
主，我们把感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we dedicated this praise and thanksgiving to you.
我们愿意接受你给我们福音的使命。
We are willing to accept this great commission that you have given to us.
奉差遣往普天下传福音。
So we are willing to bring this gospel to the ends of the world.
在我们等候你呼召的时候。
When we are waiting for your calling,
你借着教会装备我们。
Through the church, you have equipped us.
借着各样真理的教导，使我们明白你的教训。
Through the teaching of the truth, that we can understand you.
我们准备我们自己的心。
So we prepare our hearts.
叫有一天我们能够听见你的呼召而响应。
So one day when we hear your calling, we can respond.
或者我们放下地下的职业。
Or maybe we'll give up our professions on earth.
或者我们带着地上的工作。
Or maybe we'll serve you with our profession.
愿意照着你的差遣和吩咐往各地去。
According to your calling, according to the needs to go out to different parts of the world.
照着我们个人的恩赐彼此配搭。
According to each and everyone's gifts, work together.
不仅在教会里面学习配搭。
Not only work together in the church.
也操练我们在学习中间所有属灵的生命。
Train us so that we can grow in spiritual lives.
到有一天我们出去的时候成为一个团队。
So that when one day when we go out, we can become a team.
来传扬你的福音。
To spread your gospel.
主啊，照着你所给我们各样科技的新的东西。
Lord, according to the high technology that you have given to us.
叫我们利用来传扬福音。
So that we can utilize it to spread the gospel.
我们也为我们年轻的一代祷告你。
Lord, we also pray for our younger generation.
你使他们有各种文化的优点。
They have the good points from different cultures.
你也叫他们能够成为传福音的接棒人。
So that they can carry on the torch to spread the gospel.
我们却为了全世界各地的需要祷告。
Lord, we pray for the needs for the entire world.
因为我们向你宣告，在你面前承认宣告说，唯有福音能够拯救将亡的族类。
Because we have proclaimed to you, only gospel can save the world.
这个世界所需要的不是别的。
This world does not need anything else.
但是耶稣基督做他们的救主。
The world needs Jesus Christ as their savior.
好救我们脱离各样的罪恶。
Lord, save us from all the sins.
救我们脱离各样的贫穷。
Save us from all the despair.
胜过我们各样的疾病。
Save us from the illnesses.
主，我们感谢你，许多的人正在做这样的工作。
Lord, we praise you and we thank you because a lot of people are doing this kind of work.
你给我们全新的盼望。
Lord, you give us this great hope.
让我们也在你的福音里面有份。
So that we can take part in your great gospel.
这三天的宣教大会就要结束。
And at the, when we are concluding the 3 days of mission conference.
求你自己的话在人的心中生根立基。
Lord, we ask that your own word take root in each of our hearts.
建立你的圣徒。
Build up your Christians.
建立你的教会。
Build up your church.
建立你宣教的事工。
Build up your own mission work.
听我们祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.